much.
That's The Cure and Grinding Halt. This next, I think, would have been a big hit, you know, if it hadn't been vetoed by Top of the Pops, The Damned.
Smash it up!
Those are the Damned, and the first of them from their session from us earlier this year. I'll give you the exact date later on. That was called Smash It Up. And I can't imagine that there are going to be a great many people who are going to be influenced by Radio 1 DJs advising them not to drink and drive, particularly that class of person who will tell you that they drive better after 8 pints of beer. And you do still encounter them, and they still believe it. I honestly think they do. But as I was driving in this evening and stopped to get some petrol, the fellow was filling up in the car in front of me. He was already so drunk that he couldn't stand up when he got out of the car, and he drove off unsteadily into the night. So, be warned, there's going to be a great many crackpots on the road. And if you are driving and you are sober, get ready. And that's the title of this first one from Secret Affair. Session produced by Bob Sargent on Wednesday the 7th of November of this year, Secret Affair, and that was Get Ready. And we're already back to The Cure, and this was their response earlier in the year to a bad review. It's called Desperate Journalist in Ongoing Meaningful Review Situation. We'll be right back.
tantalizing enigma of the cure. Try to take everything. The cure, really, they're just trying to sell us something. Their product is more artificial than most. This is perhaps part of their master plan. And but it seems more like their naivety. And inane realizations, dull, dull, dull epigrams. Sometimes they sound like an avant-garde tunnel wave or an ugly spirit. No sound, toy drumming, no people, sprightly bass, no primitive guitar riff. It's just that in 1979, people shouldn't be allowed to get away with things like this, I say.
Well, I think your team's terrific, lads, myself. Those are The Cure, and if that sounded like Grinding Halt, which you heard earlier on, well, it really was, but with different words. Desperate journalist in an ongoing, meaningful review situation. The Damned again, Liar.
Thank you. from the places that matter.
Don't believe a word of it. Those are The Damned, and that's Liar. And the first from Steel Pulse, Reggae Fever. Fever, Steel Pulse, lots more of that in the 1980s, I most earnestly hope. Secret Affair, a new dance.
I'm so bored. they are nice to bit, aren't they? Nice and tight round the...
icons falling from the spire.
Anyway, 34 and down from 16.
Day. We can be heroes. lovers. That is bad. For nothing will keep us together. We could still die just for one day. We can be heroes forever and ever. What to say? Dolphins can swim. So nothing, nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.
Not fewer votes in this year's Festive 50 for David Bowie Records. That's from down from number 16 to number 34, Heroes. And at 33, the first American record we've encountered.
Governor Terry Brown. I are a smile and never frown. Soon I will be president. Out of power will soon go away. I will be purer one day. I will come and all of you to the people day. Will control you, 100% natural. You will draw for the master race and always wear the hat. Close your eyes and happen here. Things are on by horses here. The hippies won't come back, you say. Then the wild call you will pay. Then the wild call you will pay. California, over Island, California.
Come for your uncool niece. Never realised you like that one so much, but I'm glad you do. That's at number 33, California Uber Alice, and those are the Dead Kennedys. At number this moment, our William and Alexandra are hopefully asleep in bed, dreaming about Father Christmas, but if they were awake, they'd probably be rather cross to discover that their favourite record is only 31 in the festive 50.
Small, he did what he-
The Undertones, of course. Bless them. And Jimmy Jimmy, number 31 in the Festive 50.